Radio Alabama Sports. This is the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Wetumpka basketball is presented by Collier Ford. Come on to Collier Ford. Proudly serving the River Region for nearly 75 years. Online at CollierFordInc.com. REMAX Cornerstone Realty and REMAX Cornerstone Realty Plus. Kathy Thornton, Chad Barrett, and Beverly Wright are your River Region real estate experts. Central Alabama Community College. Central to you, central to your success. Baptist Health, the official health care provider of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Your health is our mission. Online at baptistfirst.org. And the City of Wetumpka.
Everyone, and welcome to Clanton, Alabama. Tonight, you've got the Lady Indians and the Boys Varsity Indians taking on the Chilton County High School Tigers. I'm Mitch Petrie, and alongside me is Deacon Meeks, and welcome to the REMAX Cornerstone Realty pregame show. Just a few minutes away from tip-off here in Clanton as both teams out on the floor and warming up. Should be an exciting matchup. Lady Indians have won both of their games this week, beat the Tallahassee Tigers on Tuesday night. Won that one by a score of 60-37, and then an absolutely dominating win last night against a River Region rival in Elmore County. They beat the Panthers 63-13. For those of you counting at home, that is 50 points that the Lady Indians won by. Looking to see them string together three in a row and continue this momentum. But as we get ready for tip-off here, Deacon, what are you looking for tonight?
What I'm looking for is some big woman play by Queen Ballard. We've seen that in the past couple of games. We've seen that this whole season so far, and I think the Indians, if they keep that steady Queen Ballard in the paint, getting the screen plays to go and everything, getting the ball movement to go, it'll be smooth sailing for the Indians against the Chilton County Tigers.
Absolutely. Those keys to the game brought to you by REMAX Cornerstone Realty. Can't talk about that post-scoring without talking about Logan Banks. The duo of Ballard and Banks has been really a huge production, a huge part of this Indians offensive production so far this season. Excited to see them continue to dominate in the paint here tonight. Also talking about this Indians offense, got to talk about Maya Richardson and Layla Culpepper. Both of those Indians have been shooting the ball very well from beyond the arc, and some floaters as well. And if you take a look at the box score last week, there was three Indians in double figures, Queen Ballard and Logan Banks, with 12 for Banks, 10 for Ballard. And another Indian in double figures was Maya Richardson, the freshman impact player for this Indians team. Just a few minutes away from tip-off, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be time for the national anthem and your keys to the game, your starting lineups, presented by First Community Bank.
Christmas is coming fast, and Russell DeWitt Centers and Building Supply is celebrating with a huge holiday giveaway you won't want to miss. Now through December 19th, visit any Russell DeWitt Center or Russell Building Supply locations and enter for your chance to win. Every in-store registration puts you in the running for a $100 gift card, and one lucky winner will take home the grand prize, a $1,000 shopping spree. It's Russell's way of saying thank you to the community. Stop in, sign up, and enjoy the season.
Performance and adventure? You'll find it all at Collier Ford in Wetumpka. For more than 70 years, Collier Ford has been proudly serving the River Region since 1952, helping families and businesses hit the road with confidence. When you think trucks, think Collier Ford, home of the legendary Ford F-150, built tough to handle any job. If adventure is calling, Collier Ford has the bold and capable Ford Bronco, ready to take you off the beaten path. Want that same spirit in a smaller package? The Bronco Sport is waiting for you at Collier Ford. From great ideas to family service, Collier Ford makes buying your next vehicle easy, fun, and stress-free. So whether you're hauling, exploring, or just cruising through town, make your next stop Collier Ford. Test drive your next Ford today, and remember, come on to Collier. Collier Ford in Wetumpka.
Come to Collier.
Our Are you tired of slow internet? With Central Access, you get the speeds you pay for delivered directly to your door, so you won't get bogged down when your neighbors are online too. Stream, game, work, and video chat. No contracts, no data caps, no price hikes, nothing but an exceptional online experience. Check availability today at caecaccess.com. Central Access, your local link to broadband.
Gear up for a flavor victory at Wharf Casual Seafood. Whether you're craving seafood classics like shrimp or crab claws, or wanting to tackle a juicy burger or crisp salad, we've got your winning play. Dine in with us or grab a meal to go and find out why every bite is a win at Wharf Casual Seafood. Check out our menu at wharfcasualseafood.com. The coast is here.
When it comes to real estate in the River Region, trust the team that puts you first. Chad Barrett, Beverly Wright, and Kathy Thornton. With experience, dedication, and a commitment to making every move smooth, they're here to guide you whether you're buying, selling, or investing. Together at RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, they're the names families across our community count on. Call today and let Chad, Beverly, or Kathy help with your next move.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries and expert physical therapists administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Protect what matters most with State Farm agent Jackson Hagen in Wetumpka. From auto and home to life insurance, Jackson Hagen and his dedicated team offer personalized service to ensure you have comprehensive coverage tailored to your needs. As a local agent, Jackson Hagen understands the unique challenges you face and is committed to guiding you through every step from quotes to claims. Trusted a neighbor who truly cares. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Jackson Hagen is there. Call 334-478-3864. For a quote today.
105.1 WRFS is WRFS FM, Rockford, Alexander City, Lake Martin, Wetumpka, Prattville, Montgomery, home of the Wetumpka Indians on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome back to the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. I'm Mitch Petrie. Alongside me is Deacon Meeks, just a couple of minutes away from tip-off here as we get things ready to go underway here in Clanton. But before we're ready to do that, first, our injury update presented by Baptist Health. Happy to report here that the Indians come into this one with no injuries. Everybody should be 100% and ready to go. And Deacon, you love to hear that, especially as you're 10 games into the season. Now, might expect some nagging things to start coming up, but nothing has so far. The Indians carry an 8-2 record coming into this one, sitting atop of the area standings, although have not played any area games just yet. That'll take place later this season. Chilton County comes into this one. They are 4-3. They beat San Hope Elmore the other night in a close contest. Their head coach is Thomas Hughes, and he has been the coach of this Chilton County team for just a few seasons. Music is off now, and we are about ready to get things underway. Indians come out and they are wearing their black uniforms and with white numbers, gold trim alongside them, and gold lettering above and below the numbers. It's a great look here for the Indians, and still waiting for some of the Chilton County Tigers to take off their warm-up gear. They have now, and they are adorned in white with orange numbers and navy blue trim along the sides and down the bottom.
Tonight's varsity girls game between the Wetumpka Indians and your CCHS Lady Tigers. Now time for tonight's starting lineups. First, Wataga.
And you can hear the PA announcer behind me. And as they talk about the starting lineups, we'll talk about them ourselves. Your starting lineup presented by First Community Bank. Starting at the guard position, number two, Aaliyah Humphrey, the sophomore, looking to get hot here in the early minutes of this one. Another guard starting for the Indians tonight, number 10, Maya Richardson, the freshman. Layla Culpepper will also get the start. She's at the small forward position, the junior wearing number 14. Logan Banks, the sophomore, will come in at the power forward position wearing number 23 tonight. And Queen Ballard wearing number 44 will start at the five spot. The senior will play that center position. And time for your starting lineups for the Tallahassee Tigers. Number 5, Kenzie Harrison. Number 11, Tanya Wyatt. Number 14, Ivy Warner. Number 22, Lily Benson. And bringing things home is number 23, Ikeria Boulding for the Chilton County Tigers. Just a few minutes away from tip-off here, about ready to get things underway. Here's some great background music as the Lady Indians break their huddle. They'll come out onto the floor now, waiting for the Chilton County Tigers to come out and take their position. Heading to the center circle for the Indians, it'll be Queen Ballard handling tip-off duties for this Indians squad. And doing the same thing for the Chilton County Tigers is number 5, Kenzie Harrison. They meet at midcourt. Officials having a quick talk with them, and they'll get ready to go underway. Stripes will throw the ball in the air, and Chilton County wins the opening tip-off, and it goes into the hands of Tanya Wyatt. Wyatt steps out. She's standing in the corner now. Cross-court pass stolen by Layla Culpepper. Culpepper will step backwards and take things a little bit slow here in this opening minutes. Passes out to Maya Richardson, who kicks it over to Lexi Smith. And stolen away by the Tigers, laying it up and in is Ivy Warner, getting the Tigers their first points in this one.
And while it may look like the Indians just gave up 2 points, Aaliyah Humphrey did a great job in not drawing a foul right there and allowing an extra point for the Lady Tigers.
Absolutely good job to stay out of contact. Catch and shoot three. Lexi Smith rolls off the right side of the rim, and offensive rebound was snagged by Maya Richardson. Don't see her get too involved on the offensive glass generally. Humphrey passes it over to Richardson. She'll fire three of her own. Drops in the hatch. Indians take a 3-2 lead off of the three ball from Maya Richardson.
And already great ball movement by the Indians right here, as they're going to be sitting at about a half-court press right now.
And Chilton County tries to fire back with a three of their own coming out of the hands of Lily Benson. No good in the second chance points, or no good either. Ikeria Boulding is fighting for the rebound with Queen Ballard, but they'll get Ballard for the foul, her first one of the contest.
Yeah, and when you have that height that Queen Ballard has, it's pretty easy to be called for simple fouls that you may not think are fouls because of how strong and big you are.
Absolutely, and a catch and shoot three off the inbound for the Tigers. Drilled it, did Tanya Wyatt. And 5-3, the Indians are trailing early in this one. They'll find Layla Culpepper down in the corner. Catch and shoot three, and both teams trading threes back and forth. All of the Indians' points have come from the triple so far tonight.
Yeah, and they've been shooting great from three, 2-for-3 already, and hopefully they can build that efficiency from three that we really haven't been seeing that much this season.
As another three comes out of the hands of Ivy Varner, off the mark this time, and Maya Richardson will get the rebound, trying to go coast-to-coast with it. Three-foot floater won't get it to go down, and Queen Ballard with the offensive rebound and second-chance points, no good that time. Grabs her own miss, was fighting for it a little bit, and Queen Ballard gets fouled on the put-back attempt. That one goes on Lily Benson of the Chilton County Tigers, and Queen Ballard will head to the free throw line with a chance to get her first points in this one.
And that shows the great rebounding ability of Queen Ballard right there, going up and getting those two boards and putbacks. While she may have missed them, she can get hers at the charity stripe.
And first one, short-armed by Ballard. Second one coming in just a second. 2 minutes have expired here in this first quarter. First quarter action brought to you by State Farm agent Jackson Hagen. Like a good neighbor, Jackson Hagen is there. Second free throw coming for Queen Ballard. That one a little bit too strong. Needs to find the middle ground, but an offensive rebound for the Indians. Layla Culpepper, three, and nothing but net that time. Back-to-back threes for Layla Culpepper. She's got six already, and Indians take a quick lead, 9-5, and it'll force Chilton County to take a timeout. And as they take a timeout, we'll take one of our own. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
First quarter action is brought to you by State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Jackson Hagan is there.
Buzzer sounds, and it's time for some more action here in Clanton. Lady Tigers with the ball now. They're trying to move a little bit quickly here, but this Indians defense coming out in that full court press, or well, half court press rather, and not letting anything get inside. Tigers try to start working inside. They'll get Queen Ballard for another foul on that one. They're driving inside, and as number five, Kenzie Harrison looked for somebody to pass to, but Ballard got in her way just a little bit.
Yeah, and again, they're going to sub Logan Banks in right here for Alexa Smith, try and get that height advantage on the Chilton County Tigers just to give the defense a bit of a better advantage.
Absolutely. Ballard and Banks, when they're both on the floor, it's really hard for other teams to get rebounds. And driving inside are the Tigers, but that one too strong off the floor. And they get the offensive board, and Tigers passing around now. Ball in the hands of Kenzie Harrison. She'll give it over to Ivy. And looking for a woman down low in the post, Ikeira Boulding, not able to get it. It was stolen away by Layla Culpepper.
Yeah, and some great defense already by the Indians right here. We've said Layla Culpepper's name a lot on defense, and she just keeps proving her efficiency.
Yeah, she's done a great job on defense all season long. Always gets a few steals no matter what team the Indians are playing. Maya Richardson, deep three, in and out. Not able to go down. Rebound goes into the hands of Lily Benson.
And that was a great look right there from Maya Richardson. Just a bit of a heat check and to get the Indians just to calm down a little bit.
Indians playing some tight defense like always. Aaliyah Humphrey went for the steal, not able to get it that time. Maya Richardson poked the ball out of Harrison's hands for a second. A couple of Indians fans calling for a travel and a three off the mark from Lily Benson. And Indians snare the rebound, and Aaliyah Humphrey will be the one to bring it across half court for the Indians. Little spin move there as she takes it down, trying to do it all herself, and she does. Nice bucket there from Aaliyah Humphrey, her first points in this one.
And a great move by Aaliyah right there to get around the big woman, number 23, Ikeira Boulding, and to get that easy layup to go.
And it's Boulding with the ball now. She was looking for Harrison, but the ball was poked out and falls into the hands of Aaliyah Humphrey. Humphrey crosses half court now, and she'll pass it to Culpepper on the wing, and who gives it to Ballard in that low post. Ballard gets a friendly roll off the side of the iron, drops in, and Indians with an 8-point lead, 13-5.
And I love to see the Indians pushing the ball inside of the paint like they have been all year. They're in the big set right now with two power forwards in the game. So great, great efficiency on offense by the Indians.
And Maya Richardson, as you were talking, Deacon, poked that ball out, gets a nice steal there, and she'll bring it across half court for the Indians, gone for some plays, and she'll give it over to Humphrey on the wing, back to Richardson at the top of the key. Culpepper on the wing, thought about the three, but she'll pass cross court to Aaliyah Humphrey. Jumper from the post, not able to go down that time. Offensive rebound goes into the hands of Queen Ballard, and not able to get that second chance bucket to go in, but she'll be fouled on the attempt. That one will go on Ikeira Boulding. That's her second foul of the game, and Queen Ballard's second trip to the free throw line.
Yeah, and she's already been to the free throw line for a second time right here, so hopefully she can capitalize on these free throws.
And first free throw from Ballard bounces off the front of the iron. No good that time. Second free throw coming for Queen Ballard. Now nothing but net that time. Drops it in and gets her first point in this matchup. 14-5, Indians on top. 3 minutes and 13 seconds left to go in this first quarter. It's been a rather quick-moving first quarter. Not a lot of stoppages. A lot of good passing ball movement all the way around and some good defense from the Indians as they are still keeping the Tigers outside of the arc. And a three comes out of the hands of Lily Benson off the mark that time, but an offensive rebound from the Tigers. They'll do it again. Tigers standing at the top of the key, looking for a woman to pass to, but it ends into the hands of Lexi Smith. Lexi Smith trying to do it all herself, won't get the friendly roll that time. Culpepper got the rebound, and as she went up for it, ball was snatched out of her hands by Destiny Williams. They'll find an open woman, and it was Kenzie Harrison, wide open, fast break bucket for the Chilton County Tigers.
Yeah, and that's one thing the Indians do need to work on, getting back on their fast break defense.
And Lexi Smith with the ball now. She'll pass it up to the top of the arc into the hands of Aaliyah Humphrey. Spin move, jumper from 12 feet. Another nice bucket there from Aaliyah Humphrey. Man, she's showing off those moves tonight.
Yeah, I agree. And she's been amazing all around the court, playing very hustle defense and getting her head locked into this game. So this game really means something to her, and she loves the game of basketball.
And they'll pass it to Harrison in the paint at the free throw line. She was driving down low, not able to get the bucket to fall that time. Aaliyah Humphrey falls to the ground and a little bit slow to get up. Might have caught a knee to the head there. That's the third team foul for the Indians in this first quarter. And it's Kenzie Harrison at the line for the Chilton County Tigers.
Yeah, the Indians are getting in some foul trouble early on this one as the ball hangs on the rim for a solid 3 seconds right there. But hopefully they can pick it up, just keep their hands up straight and not draw any more fouls.
That was reminiscent of the 2016, I believe, NBA Finals. Toronto Raptors, Kawhi Leonard with that shot, if you'll remember, bounced on the rims a few times and then sits on the backside of the iron for the second as Harrison makes the second free throw. Indians with an 8-point lead now. But one of my favorite calls of all time, shout out Kevin Harlan. And a three comes out of the hands of Lexi Smith off the mark that time, hustling for the rebound were the Indians and a Tiger. And it was last touched by Destiny Williams. So the Indians will get ready to inbound it from baseline.
Yeah, and a good three-point attempt right there. I like when the Indians do go for those threes, even if they don't get it to miss. It's just a nice heat check and to get their head in the game.
Absolutely. Indians have been shooting the ball rather well in this first quarter. And Layla Culpepper in and out three. Queen Ballard tips the rebound into the hands of Maya Richardson. Second chance won't go, but Ballard grabs the rebound again. Gets it to go that time. Ballard's got five already, and Indians take a double-digit lead, 18-8.
And, man, another offensive rebound for Queen Ballard. She has been amazing at those this whole entire first quarter.
And Lexi Smith steals the ball, trying to go coast-to-coast with it. Not able to get it that time. And now Tigers coming the other way, trying to make something happen. And Ivy Warner trying to do it all herself, not able to that time. Rebound tipped out of bounds by Kenzie Harrison of the Tigers. I'll actually say it was touched by an Indian, so Harrison will be inbounding it for the Tigers. And she does out to the top of the arc, into the hands of Benson, and a three from Williams on catch-and-shoot three off the mark. And Logan Banks snags the rebound there for the Indians. Catches Lexi Smith open on the wing, drilled the three that time. First points of the game for Lexi Smith.
Yeah, and like again, just awesome three-point shooting for the Indians right here. Have not been letting up anything easy at all as well for the Chilton County Tigers on defense.
And a pass was snagged out of the air by Maya Richardson. Richardson trying to go coast-to-coast with it, slicing and dicing through to set defenders, lays it up and in, and good bucket there for Maya Richardson, also with five in this one. 26.5 seconds left to play in this first quarter. Indians with a 15-point lead and a three off the mark out of the hands of Ivy Warner, and Banks will snag the rebound. She'll give it over to Richardson, who brings it across half court and now working alongside the wing. Passes to Banks at the free throw line. Jumper from 2 feet in front of it. Banks home for the Indians, 25-8. They lead it after one quarter. And there's the buzzer. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be time for second quarter action on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
At first- First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. Every move is different, and so is every client. That's why I take the time to listen, understand, and guide you through the process with care. Whether you're buying or selling in the River Region, I'm here to make it simple. Let's do this together. I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty.
It's time for some second quarter action on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Second quarter action is brought to you by Golf Video. Live event and video production elevating your next project. Let Jackson Dean and his team make your event look like $1 million. Online at golfvideo.io.
Indians moving the ball around the top of the arc. They'll pass it to Logan Banks at the free throw line, who gives it to Queen Ballard in that low post. And a nice move there from Queen Ballard. Little half spin, lays it up and in. And she has 7 points already, does Queen Ballard. And Indians with a 27-8 lead as Aaliyah Humphrey poked that ball out of the air for a second. Varner was driving inside, didn't get it able to go. And Maya Richardson was looking for Lexi Smith way down low, not able to get it, but hustle play from Lexi Smith saved from going out of bounds, and a 15-foot jump shot off the mark from Aaliyah Humphrey. And another offensive board for the Indians. Queen Ballard not able to get it that time, but second chance off the second chance, and Queen Ballard lays it up and in that time.
And, man, she has been showing her 6-2 frame this whole game with multiple defensive rebounds, offensive rebounds, and second chance points, which has been the tale of the tape for this game.
It absolutely has. Second chance points is something that this Indians team has really thrived on all season long, and a lot of times it's Queen Ballard, but look for Logan Banks to get involved here soon. I'd expect it. She's been a great part of this Indians team so far. Denaya Worthy has checked in the game for the Tigers. It'll be her first minutes in this one. Ball in the hands of Varner now, guarded tightly by Lexi Smith, and she'll pass it over to the new woman in Worthy, who gives it back to Varner. Out on the wing now is Lily Benson. She was looking for a pass and someone to go to, but Maya Richardson jumps up in the air, swats it out of bounds, and it'll be the Tigers getting ready to inbound it again, and they do, into the hands of Varner. And I'll get Lexi Smith for a quick foul on that one.
And, man, the Indians have been playing some very tight defense. We've been seeing Maya Richardson as well as Aaliyah Humphrey just jumping up and down, going to get those balls, just like Aaliyah Humphrey did right there, going across the court and got fouled on her layup.
I just took the words right out of my mouth there. A little bit of a reverse announcer's jinx right as you're talking about it. Aaliyah Humphrey gets involved. Good call there, Deacon. Ball trickles out of bounds, and Indians will inbound it from the baseline. Aaliyah Humphrey on the wing now driving, and she'll pass it into the hands of Lexi Smith. Man, a sidestep three. That's a second three ball for Smith, and Indians with a 32 points already on the board just 10 minutes into the game. Really efficient offensive performance from the Indians.
Yeah, I completely agree. Multiple threes from multiple people on this team is what the offense needs to get going. And like I've said before, we haven't seen this much offensive three-point efficiency basically all year. And it's amazing to see our guards get involved and not just our big women going up there and doing it all themselves. And our guards playing amazing defense as well.
Absolutely. This Indians team's played great defense all season long, but and has had really good offensive production, but the shooting hasn't always been there, and it's really starting to show. Now, have to wonder if the number of games that the Indians have played, this is their 11th game of the season, has really started to contribute to that. This team really starting to find its team chemistry and has hit its stride just a little bit. Indians with a 24-8 lead. At one point, it was 11-6, and since then, the Indians have gone on quite the run.
Indeed, I believe a 21-2 run for the Indians right here in this first and second quarter.
And they struggled to get the ball across half court for a second, did they? And ball will trickle out of bounds. and I thought it was off the Tigers, but they'll say it was off the Indians, and Tigers will get ready to inbound this one from right in front of their own bench.
Yeah, and from our angle, it definitely looks like it should be Indians ball, but ref made the call, so can't argue with him there.
Probably has a better view than us. We do have the scorer's table in our way. As working down low across the baseline is Denia Worthy. Ball trickles out of bounds. Lost for the dribble there. Turnover on the Tigers.
Yeah, and amazing defense again by the guards of the Indians. Aaliyah Humphrey, in fact, making that stop and making a very nice hustle play to get the ball back for the Indians.
Good ball moving around the perimeter for the Indians. They'll find Logan Banks down low. The ball was poked out before she could get a shot attempt off. And coming on the fast break is Varner. Lays it up and in. And Tigers in double digits now.
Yeah, and just bit too late on the getting back off the turnover defense right there.
And they find Queen Ballard in the low post, lays it up and in, and Queen Ballard in double-digit point total. Now she's got 11 of the Indians, 34.
Yeah, and Queen Ballard showing off that she doesn't need the three ball to be amazing on offense.
As Maya Richardson picks up another steal, I believe that's her third of the contest, steps into a three and banks it home.
And the bank was open right there as she hits her second three, having 8 total points right now in this one. So very amazing offensive performance tonight by Maya Richardson.
And Richardson poked out that ball for a second. Logan Banks rejects the shot from Lily Benson, and it'll trickle into the hands of Richardson. She passes over to Lexi Smith just in front of the three-point line in the corner, and her shot off the mark that time. And rebound is into the hands of Destiny Williams of the Chilton County Tigers. Varner with the ball now steps into a three. Not able to get that one to go. Queen Ballard snags the rebound and passes it over to Aaliyah Humphrey.
Yeah, and I'd have to imagine that Queen Ballard is already in double-double figures right here with 10 rebounds, I believe, and now having 13 points off that nice layup right there.
Yeah, Queen Ballard lays it up and in. Indians with a 29-point lead, 39-10. They're on top, 3 minutes and 48 seconds left to go in quarter number two. And as we talking about that, Lexi Smith get called for a foul. It's her second of the contest. Get a couple of substitutions for the Indians. Zaria P will check into the game for the Indians, as will Charlisa Gibbs getting her first minutes in this one.
Yeah, and it's amazing to see that the Indians are already being able to put their bench players out there and not having to waste too much gas for their starting players.
Yeah, Indians have really kind of ran away with things here in this first half, looking to see the Chilton County Tigers maybe close it. And ball movement here from the Chilton County Tigers around the perimeter, and that one not able to go off the mark for Tanya Wyatt. And rebound goes to Aaliyah Humphrey, trying to do it all herself. Spin move rolls out of the rim, and a tough rebound from Zaria Peak, but they'll tie it up. It's a jump ball. Possession arrow points the way of the Tigers, so they'll get ready to inbound this one.
And it looks like Harrison for the Tigers went over the back right there, but the rest must have just seen the ball, like each other's hands on the ball, so just call that one a jump ball right there.
And passing inside of the arc was Kenzie Harrison. She was the one to receive that pass. Lost the dribble on her way down, but they'll say it was last touched by an Indian as Layla Culpepper check into the game in the spot of Queen Ballard. So Indians going a little bit of a smaller lineup here. 4 guards and forwards on the floor. Some back and forth passing between the Tigers, and driving inside was Varner. Lost the dribble. Zaria Peak on top of it. It'll be another jump ball. Possession arrow this time points away of the Indians.
Yeah, and great hustle right there by Zaria Peak. We've seen that all year. Her going down on defense, doing the dirty work, and being a very efficient and nice bench player for the Indians.
Absolutely. She's one of, I would say, the better defenders on this team. You can just really see her hustle all over the court. Lots of steals, lots of rebounds, and a good job there. Ball movement now, and it's in the hands of Gibbs, but she'll give it back to Humphrey. Humphrey passes to Banks at the free throw line, passes out, and now in the hands of Zaria Peak, working along the baseline. She'll lose the dribble there, but they'll call Peak for a foul, and Peak not too happy with that one. 2 minutes and 10 seconds left to go in this second quarter, 39-10, Indians on top. and Layla Culpepper steals the pass. Nobody home in front of her. She'll lay it up. Nice and easy. Points there for Layla Culpepper. She's got eight.
Yeah, and Layla Culpepper, again on defense, doing a great job. Just fast hands, fast movement, and not allowing anything easy at all.
Ball movement here from the Tigers, a three off the mark out of the hands of Tanya Wyatt, and rebound goes into the hands of Zaria Peake. She'll pass it down to Charlisa Gibbs, working along the baseline, feeds it over to Madison McDade, whose shot goes off the bottom of the backboard, trickles out of bounds. But actually, her shot was blocked in part by the Tigers, so Indians still have possession of this one. Lillian Wellborn checks into the game now. And as Charlisa Gibbs drove inside, Tigers got a block on that one, and they'll take possession. They cross half court, and ball is in the hands of Varner. She's being guarded by Peake. They'll pass it over to Tanya Wyatt. And Wyatt over into the hands of Varner. Three, a little bit too strong that time. An offensive rebound won't go. Will the second chance points coming out of the hands of Kenzie Harrison. Zaria Peake with the ball on the corner now, and it was poked out by Varner there, and they'll get Charlisa Gibbs for the foul.
Yeah, just a bit too handsy right there. Getting the ball took, you know, gets into your head a little bit, so it's understandable to be a bit aggressive whenever you're, like, in that predicament.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe trying to get that ball right back, show off the hustle there. Indian Tigers with the ball now and passing around the top of the arc. They've been doing this a good bit, trying to find a way to get inside the paint. Haven't been able to do much. They've only got 10 points so far. Williams for a three, and I think Wellborn got a hand on that one, not quite sure. And another three comes after the offensive rebound for the Tigers. Not able to go that time. McDade snags the rebound, and it'll be Wellborn to carry it across half court for the Indians. Zaria Peake out on the wing, passes to Culpepper in the low paint. Ball was tipped by a Tiger defender. Good hustle from Zaria Peake to get over there and snag that one back. 19 seconds left to play in this first half. Peake with the ball now, passes again to Layla Culpepper, and they'll find Gibbs out on the top. Short arms a three. And Indians had the offensive rebound there for a second.
And it looks like it's going to be a foul on the floor against the Tigers, so the Indians are going to keep this ball.
7 seconds on the clock. Indians kind of got a move as the ball was stolen by Varner, trying to lay it up and in, and she does so, closing this gap a little bit before halftime. But Indians still with a 30-point lead, 42-12. They're on top. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, it'll be time for the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford of Wetumpka Sports Network.
Christmas is coming fast, and Russell Dewitt Centers and Building Supply is celebrating with a huge holiday giveaway you won't want to miss. Now through December 19th, visit any Russell Dewitt Center or Russell Building Supply locations and enter for your chance to win. Every in-store registration puts you in the running for a $100 gift card, and one lucky winner will take home the grand prize, a $1,000 shopping spree. It's Russell's way of saying thank you to the community. Stop in, sign up, and enjoy the season.
It's never too late to take the next step. The Central Alabama Community College Adult Learning Program helps adults 18 and older earn their GED or even a high school diploma. You can also prepare for the workforce with short-term certificates in medical billing and coding, medical assisting, pharmacy technician, or hospitality and culinary. Flexible classes fit your schedule, and your future starts today. Visit cacc.edu/adult education or call 256-378-2017. CACC Adult Learning Program. Discover you.
When a sports injury has you sidelined, Baptist Ortho Now offers comprehensive orthopedic care with no appointment from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday, with board-certified specialists treating injuries, an expert physical therapist administering everything from sports medicine to everyday recovery treatment. Baptist Ortho Now, getting you off the bench and back in the action. East Chase across from Target.
Come on, come on. come to call you.
It's the 2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier.
Come to Collier.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
Safety starts with Montgomery Fire Equipment Company. From inspections and extinguisher service to full fire suppression systems, businesses across Alabama trust our team to protect what matters most. And now, we're hiring. We're looking for new fire technicians to join our team. If you're hardworking and ready to make a difference, this is your chance. Montgomery Fire Equipment, protecting people, property, and progress.
In Wetumpka, we take pride in our hometown. And so does Brent Turner, owner of Precision Floor Care. A Wetumpka graduate and now a local small business owner, Brent built Precision Floor Care on a commitment to serve his community. From tile and grout work to stone, pavers, and concrete, Precision Floor Care delivers precise, hard surface flooring solutions that protect the places that matter most. Precision Floor Care, precise, hard surface flooring solutions. Learn more at callpfc.com.
This is the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
And welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. And whether it's an everyday sprain, strain, fracture, or sports injury that doesn't require a trip to the ER, Daptist Ortho Now offers urgent orthopedic injury care with walk-in convenience 6 days a week. Online at BaptistHealth.org. Thank you to Baptist Health for being such a great sponsor of the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network. Well, welcome to the City of Wetumpka Halftime Show. Indians came out in dominating fashion going into halftime with this 30-point lead, 42-12. They're on top. Deacon, what stuck out to you on that first half?
The main thing that stuck out to me was obviously the three-point shooting. We did amazing from three-point. We already have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 three-point shots made. And, I mean, it's just amazing to see. We've been working the ball down low well as well, with Queen Ballard having 6 easy layups and lay-ins for her. And we love to see this offense just get going for the Indians, as well as the defense. Holding them to only 12 points in this first half is amazing. And, you know, we've already been able to put our bench players in and to get them to shine, to get them to, like, let our starters rest and take a break from all the action that they've had to endure. So, honestly, the Indians have been doing almost everything right. Just need to work on the foul trouble a little bit. Starting in that first half, they did start with, I believe, 3 fouls early. So, working on that and not getting their players to foul out would be a very big difference in this game.
Yeah, absolutely. Indians have really done it on both sides of the ball. I think about Queen Ballard, who's leading the Indians in points right now. She has 13, and she also has quite a few rebounds. She's got 13 rebounds, so a double-double already for Queen Ballard. Another Indian kind of leading the charge here, 2 of them, Maya Richardson and Layla Culpepper, both knocking down 2 threes apiece in that first half. Indians really shooting the ball well, something we haven't seen from them much this season.
Yeah, I completely agree. And like you were saying, Layla Culpepper, she's definitely been working on that three-point efficiency. You know, in the first couple of games, we did see her shoot a few threes, but, I mean, 2 threes in the first half, probably the first quarter, I believe, that's amazing for her because, you know, while she is an amazing defensive presence for the Indians, having her be an even greater offensive presence is much more viable and worthy for the Indians.
Absolutely. It's been an exciting first half and a dominating first half for the Indians. You had a couple of Indians really getting involved on the defensive end of the ball. Queen Ballard picked up another two blocks to go with her double-double already. A couple of steals for the Indians. Mai Richardson has three. Layla Culpepper's got two. Lexi Smith's got two. And Aaliyah Humphrey and Queen Ballard both with a steal apiece. And Aaliyah Humphrey leads the charge with four assists so far in this one. It was a great first half for the Indians. Looking to see them continue as we get ready for third quarter action. We'll take a quick break, and it'll be time for all action here in the second half of this one as the Indians lead the Chilton County Tigers 42-12.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Chad Barrett with RE/MAX Cornerstone. I love helping families in Central Alabama find their place to call home. Whether you're buying in Prattville, selling in Wetumpka, or moving anywhere across the river region, I'll make the process smooth and successful. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone. Let's find your perfect home together.
We believe in doing things right the first time. That's the promise behind Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Powered by Precision Floor Care, our custom garage floor systems are designed to be tough, stylish, and built for the long haul. With a team rooted right here in the community, we deliver quality you can count on. Finish Line Garage Floor Systems. Let them rest on the best. Visit FinishLineGarageFloors.com today.
Hi, I'm Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. Helping families here in the River Region is more than a job, it's personal. I take the time to listen, understand what you need, and fight to get you the best deal possible. Whether you're buying or selling in Central Alabama, let's work together to make it happen. I'm Kathy Thornton at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, here to help you every step of the way.
Christmas is coming fast, and Russell Do It Centers and Building Supply is celebrating with a huge holiday giveaway you won't want to miss. Now through December 19th, visit any Russell Do It Center or Russell Building Supply locations and enter for your chance to win. Every in-store registration puts you in the running for a $100 gift card, and one lucky winner will take home the grand prize, $1,000 shopping spree. It's Russell's way of saying thank you to the community. Stop in, sign up, and enjoy the season.
Third quarter action is brought to you by Radio Alabama Sports. Game on, online at RadioAlabamaSports.net.
And welcome to the third quarter here in Clanton as the Lady Indians get ready to take on the Lady Tigers for the rest of this one. 42-12, Indians on top, and Tigers with the ball and trying to work inside to start this one. That shot blocked by Queen Ballard, and Indians working the other way. It's Aaliyah Humphrey. She'll pass it down in the corner to Layla Culpepper, and Culpepper will kick it out on the wing to Humphrey. Or to Richardson, sorry. And a couple of Indians diving for the ball. Aaliyah Humphrey finally ends up with it. Catch and shoot three off the pass from Humphrey. And Logan Banks grabs a miss. Not able to get it to go. And second chance won't go either for the Indians. Still looking for the first bucket in this third quarter.
Yeah, but even though they missed those, it's still showing great rebounding from the Indians on both offense and defense.
Absolutely, as Tigers work trying to find an open look and not able to get it that time.
And man, the Tigers have not had any easy looks this whole game because of the defense that the Indians have been displaying.
And the scoreboard definitely reflects that. Tigers with only 12 points in that first half, still looking for their first points as a three off the mark from Ivy Varner, and rebound goes to Aaliyah Humphrey. She slips as she was trying to go, and might be a little bit of a wet spot out on the floor down there. And two layups won't go for the Tigers. They grab their own miss, and whistle's blown, and now it'll be a foul
Yeah, and Queen Ballard trying to get back there on defense. Actually, they're going to call that on Layla Culpepper, maybe coming up from behind. Accidentally swung my arm while trying to get back on defense, but very good attempts on defense still. Trying to still not give up any easy points for the Chilton County Tigers.
And Kenzie Harrison at the free throw line drops in that first free throw line. Went to the free throw line earlier in this game. Went for one for two on that trip, but one for one on this one, and hoping to go two for two. And she does, rolls off the front of the rim and in. And Harrison's got 5 points now. And Tigers with 14. But Indians still well on top. They lead it 42-14. Richardson working at the top of the arc. Looks for Logan Banks at the free throw line. But it ran off the hands of Banks. And coming the other way are the Tigers, trying to find some room. Not able to do so. Ivy Varner went up trying to get the layup. Went off the bottom of the rim there. But they'll get Queen Ballard for the foul. So Varner will head to the charity stripe.
And it didn't look like Queen Ballard went into Varner right there. Looks like Varner went into Queen Ballard more than that. But good drawing of the foul right there and getting her chance at the free throw line.
And first free throw drops through the hatch for Varner. Second one coming now. And drills both of them, does Ivy Varner. And Tigers slowly starting to claw back into this one. As a long range two for Maya Richardson off the mark there. But Layla Culpepper, nice board, puts a second chance points in and a chance for three. As she'll head to the free throw line on the foul.
Yeah, and we really haven't seen that much of Layla in the paint this game, but she did great right there on that possession, going up, getting that board, and getting the foul to go.
And a three-point play conversion for Layla Culpepper. Good bucket there.
Yeah, and already in double digits right now is Layla Culpepper, so props to her for showing off that offensive strategy right there.
And working with the ball in the paint was Harrison, but a couple of passes and it'll find its way into the hands of Wyatt. She's guarded by Culpepper, and Richardson jumps up trying to get the steal as Varner working along the baseline, lays it up too strong that time. Offensive rebound, nowhere close. It was Kenzie Harrison, and Indians with the ball now. Coach Winchester telling the team to push it, wants them to hustle here. Layla Culpepper with the ball now, and she'll find Richardson in the corner. Three, just a little bit short. That time, rebound goes into the hands of Ikeira Boulding for the Tigers.
And still doing great on passing the ball around to the Indians. Just moving around the wing, not letting up anything too risky or dangerous to let the Tigers get back into this one.
And a nice pass down low into the hands of Harrison, but she's not able to do anything with it. And the Indians coming the other way. They've got numbers. Humphrey tries to do it all herself. Floater off the mark, but grabs her own miss and will take it back out to the top of the key. Finds Lexi Smith in the corner. Three too strong off the mark. That time Humphrey gets the O board again, and she was looking for Maya Richardson just out past the outstretched arms of Maya Richardson, and a turnover on the Indians.
Yeah, just a bit too strong right there on that pass. And good attempt, honestly, to find the open look. Just a bit too strong. Probably it's one of those things where she's too wide, you know, too wide of a layup type of situation. But good attempt.
Catch and shoot three off the mark for Lily Benson. Not able to get it to go down. That time hits the top of the backboard, and such is out of bounds. Indians will have the rock coming the other way. Richardson with the ball now, and she'll bring it across half court, kind of taking her time a little bit, trying to see what the Tigers are giving her. Pass, quick pass to Smith, but back over to Humphrey. A couple of passes. They find Smith in the corner, down low to Queen Ballard, lays it up and in, leading score for the Indians tonight, and continues to extend that Indians lead 47-16. It's a 31-point deficit for the Tigers as they try to cut into this one.
Yeah, now the Indians tone it down a bit, not trying to force any three balls right now, just trying to work it back inside of the paint. Good old trusty Queen Ballard is always going to be there.
She is three off the mark. Offensive rebound for the Tigers. Nothing doing, though. And Culpepper will get the rebound. She'll bring it across half court for the Indians. Pass over to Lexi Smith out on the wing, dribbling inside the paint, and finds Aaliyah Humphrey in the corner for three. A little bit short that time off the front side of the rim. Offensive board goes to Queen Ballard, and Lexi Smith loses the dribble for a second. Good job to stick with it and lay it up and in for the Indians. 49-16. They're on top, and it'll force the Chilton County Tigers to take timeout. As they take a timeout, we'll take one of our own. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
At First Community Bank of Central Alabama, banking's about real relationships, trust, kindness, and a shared commitment to making life better. As your neighbor and partner across Elmore and Autauga counties, we're here for you, whether you're planning your future, buying your first home, or building your wealth. With our local knowledge and heartfelt support, you can count on us. First Community Bank of Central Alabama. Let's do life together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Chad Barrett. Growing up here in Central Alabama, I've always believed in doing the things the right way with honesty and hard work. That's exactly how I approach real estate. From your first showing to the closing table, I'll be by your side. Call me, Chad Barrett at RE/MAX Cornerstone.
Alabama, as we get things ready to go underway. 3 minutes and 23 seconds left to play in this one. Tigers with the ball and working down in that low corner, not able to get anything to go. Last touch by Lexi Smith. She'll poke it out of bounds, and the Tigers will get ready to inbound this one.
And the Indians still playing some glue-tight defense right here as Maya Richardson deflects that one to go back out of bounds, and even further proving my point by, you know, the deflections that we've had, multiple takeaways off of bad passes from the Tigers.
Absolutely have. Indians defense looking really sharp tonight. Wyatt with the ball now, and she'll pass it over to Benson. Benson back to Wyatt, standing just at the half-court logo. And a couple of passes now before it finds its way into the hands of Varner. Floater from 8 feet won't go down, and trying to get second-chance points was Kenzie Harrison, but she'll draw the foul and head to the charity stripe.
And yet again, Quinn Ballard just standing there with her hands up. Looks like it wouldn't have been a foul, but her big 6'2 frame will get people to go into her and draw that contact to eventually, you know, sort of SGA their way to the free throw line.
Yeah, of sorts. And that's Queen Ballard's third foul of the contest, so definitely got to watch that as we get deeper into this one. First free throw off the mark for Harrison. This second one rolls around and drops out, but an offensive board, and finds its way back to Harrison. Short arm to the jumper there from about 17 feet, and it'll trickle on out of bounds.
Yeah, and great job. Even though, you know, Queen Ballard did foul her, or it was called a foul on the court, still didn't get those 2 points that could have been a layup to go.
And ball movement outside the top of the arc for the Indians. And a pass looking down low was Aaliyah Humphrey. And it was taken away by the Tigers. They're trying to work the other way quickly. And a floater off the mark from Varner that time. Humphrey finds Lexi Smith down in that low post. She'll get fouled on her way up, and Lexi Smith will head to the charity stripe here.
And honestly, a smart foul by Boulding right there, not giving up 2 free points and making Lexi Smith go to the free throw line and earn her two.
And that's a third foul of the night on Ikeira Boulding, so have to watch that one as we get further down the road here in Clanton. You're five out there for the Indians right now as Smith drops in. That first three is Kai Dillard, Aaliyah Humphrey, Lexi Smith, Maya Richardson, and Queen Ballard. Kai Dillard getting her first minutes in this one. Second free throw coming for Smith now, and she drills that one, nothing but net both times for Lexi Smith and the Indians. They're on top, 51-16. Still waiting for the scores to update. the scoreboard here. Only gave Lexi Smith credit for one on that one, so still waiting to see what that's all about. As the Tigers are working the other way, still nothing doing. Indians still playing some really tight defense. Sorry, Peek sitting in front of the scorer's table now, getting ready to check in. And they'll pass it to Harrison down low. Kai Dillard tried to steal that one, and they'll get a travel called on Kenzie Harrison. So a turnover there on the Tigers as Zaria Peek will check in the game and take the spot of Lexi Smith.
And great job by the Indians not being too handsy as Harrison fell to the ground and just keeping their arms up, telling the official, hey, I'm not touching her, she's traveling.
And a jumper from along the baseline. Aaliyah Humphrey knocks it down. And trying to make something happen are the Tigers, and the ball finds its way into the hands of Varner down on that corner. Wyatt with the ball now being guarded tightly by Kai Dillard. Gets a step on her bounce pass over to Varner, and Varner dribbles it across half court. And they avoid the backcourt violation, just let the Indians take it, and it falls into the hands of Maya Richardson, who lays it up and in her first points of the second half.
Yeah, and great defense already being shown by Kai Dillard and showing her defensive efficiency whenever she's out there on the court.
And a three comes out of the hands off the mark from Wyatt, and rebound goes to the Indians. Zaria Peek was dribbling it across court and got it, ran into by Wyatt trying to come for the steal there, and they'll get Wyatt for the foul.
And this is one of those mental things in basketball. Whenever, and I'm assuming if you're Chilton County, you're almost down by 40 right now. You're just pretty mad at this point and, you know, start fouling, start being more aggressive.
Yeah, maybe let your emotions take over a little bit, but staying rock solid is Queen Ballard, who lays it up and in for the Indians and extending this lead to 240. 56-16, good guys on top with 22 seconds left to go in this third quarter. Three off the mark from Lily Benson. Ball on the floor and a couple of Indians trying to tie it up. Man, there's just a cluster right there, about five or six players. And it was eventually blown, a jump ball, 2.1 seconds on the clock. Sorry, actually, a timeout taken by the Tigers. But we'll keep it right here as there's just 2.1 seconds to play. So if you're the Tigers right here, you're in the ball because of the possession arrow, or because of the timeout there. 2.1 seconds, how do you draw up an open look off the inbound?
Well, what I'm thinking for the Tigers is, you know, off the ball screen passes right here, you know, off the inbound. Get your big woman, number five, Harrison. We've seen how she has the ability to set screens. So maybe get your guard, number 22, Lily Benson, to get the ball outside the three-point arc and get a nice little three.
2.1 seconds, so it'll pretty much have to be an inbound and then catch a shoot just about immediately. And we'll see what the Tigers come out of this timeout with. Inbounding the ball for the Tigers is Benson. And all of the Tigers standing inside the paint. They start moving now and over into the hands. Couple of passes, one too many there, and buzzer beater off the mark. I think it was late. Comes out of the hands of Varner. So Indians with a 30-point lead as we close out this third quarter. We'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
I'm Beverly Wright with RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty. I know buying or selling a home is a big decision, and that's why I treat every client like family. Whether it's your first home, your forever home, or anything in between, I'll make the process as smooth as possible. I'm Beverly Wright at RE/MAX Cornerstone Realty, here to serve you.
It's the 2025 model year sales event at Collier Ford. Drive home America's favorites with zero down, 0% APR financing, and no payments for 90 days. That's right. Get into a new Explorer, F-150, Escape, and more without paying a penny up front. And enjoy 3 full months before your first payment. Don't miss out. Come on. Come to Collier. Come to Collier.
I'm Kathy Thornton. I've built my business at RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus by being honest, dependable, and always putting my clients first. If you're ready to buy your first home, sell your current home, or just want to talk about your options, I'd love to help. Reach out today. Kathy Thornton with RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, where neighbors become clients and clients become friends.
It's time for the fourth quarter here in Clanton. The Indians with a 40-point lead and a couple of bench players in the game now for the Indians. Going with a little bit of a small ball lineup out there for the Indians are Jayla Merkerson, Charlisa Gibbs, Layla Culpepper, Lexi Smith, and Kai Dillard. William Wellborn coming the other way, lays it up and in, and one. Opportunity coming for Lily Wellborn, gets her first points of the match in dramatic fashion.
Yeah, and with that small ball lineup, like you're stating, you're going to see more quicker pace from these smaller, faster guards that are on the floor.
Look to see a lot of screens as well, usually something that tends to happen when you have a small ball lineup out there. Wellborn's and one opportunity off the iron, not able to go down, rebound snagged by Destiny Williams of the Tigers.
Yeah, and unfortunate on the three-point play right there, not getting the free throw to land, but still an amazing layup right there to get two to go.
And a turnover there on the Tigers finds its way into the hands of Wellborn, catches an open Lexi Smith, but Lexi Smith heading out of bounds, tries to save it, but unfortunately will save it into the hands of the Tigers. And it was Varner who got it, and she was driving along the baseline there, gets fouled. Get a running clock here in the fourth quarter with a decisive lead that the Indians have. So 6 minutes and 25 seconds left to play and counting. Ivy Varner will head to the free throw line here for the Indians. She knocked down both of her free throws in her last trip to the line and goes 3-for-3 in the second half. Izzy Harwell will check into the game now, taking the place of Layla Culpepper. And another made free throw for Varner. And Lexi Smith will be the one to bring this one across half court. She's standing just in front of the Chilton County Tigers logo at midcourt. She'll pass it over to Merkerson, and Merkerson was looking for Wellborn, but ball sails over the outstretched arm of Wellborn, a turnover on the Indians.
And a good look right there from Merkerson. I believe Lillian thought, like, she knew she was going to cut, but just a bit of miscommunication right there for the Indians.
I'm not sure that Wellborn was exactly ready for the pass there as the Tigers work inside, but the shot was blocked by a whole flurry of Indians. Not exactly sure who got it. And they'll get Lexi Smith for a carry there, so a turnover on the Indians.
Yeah, and that's one of those fast court, down court situations. You just get a steal, want to go on a fast break, get a nice little layup, but just a bit too excited, keeping the ball up too long with your right hand under the ball.
Yeah, I think Smith maybe got a little bit excited about all the open wood in front of her and trying to convert on it. A turnover there on the Tigers into the hands of Wellborn, but stolen right back by Ivy Varner. Layup won't go, but it drops in on the second chance points for Kenzie Harrison, and an and one opportunity coming at the line for the Tigers.
Yeah, nice grit from the Tigers right there. Still not giving up. Still trying to fight back in this game and having the heart to still play some basketball with the Indians.
Yeah, and a lot of fight in this Tigers team, still playing quite hard, even though the Indians have a 38-point lead and look to get it done. Short on the free throw did Kenzie Harrison, and the rebound trickles out of bounds off the hands of Jayla Merkerson. So it'll stay on this end of the floor in the Tigers' possession. Varner catches it and catch and shoot three off the mark that time. Offensive rebound by Harrison. Nothing doing that time. Shot was blocked by Izzy Harwell.
Yeah, and still a great job by the Indians to keep going in this defensive stretch and keep their hands up, not force any fouls, and keep some clean defense going.
And another three off the mark, off the inbound for Varner, but a put back from Destiny Williams getting on the board with her first points in this one. Lexi Smith with the ball now, just dribbling there in front of half court for a second. Long range two off the mark for Wellborn. Grabs her own miss before almost falling out of bounds. And Coach Winchester will take the timeout there, saving the turnover on the Indians. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the Collier Ford Wetumpka Sports Network.
Christmas is coming fast, and Russell DeWitt Centers and Building Supply is celebrating with a huge holiday giveaway you won't want to miss. Now through December 19th, visit any Russell DeWitt Center or Russell Building Supply locations and enter for your chance to win. Every in-store registration puts you in the running for a $100 gift card, and one lucky winner will take home the grand prize, $1,000 shopping spree. It's Russell's way of saying thank you to the community. Stop in, sign up, and enjoy the season.
Now in Clanton, 3 minutes and 14 seconds left to play, but Beverly Wright, Kathy Thornton, and Chad Barrett are your hometown real estate experts with RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus. When it's time for your next move, choose the best. RE/MAX Cornerstone and RE/MAX Cornerstone Plus, the official real estate partner of the Wetumpka Sports Network. Ball was inbounded there for a second. A couple of Indians touched it before it was a turnover, and Jalen Merkerson came crashing down as Ivy Varner was driving to the bucket, and it'll be a tough foul there on Merkerson. Good to see Varner pop right back up. They'll call the foul on the floor there, so not heading to the free throw line are the Tigers. Thought they might be. Merkerson will check out of the game, and Macy Browse get her first minutes in this one. A jump shot from Ikeira Boulding off the mark. She was standing right just to the side of the free throw line there. And ball trickles out of bounds, but they'll say last touch by an Indian. So Tigers will do it again. 58-22, Indians are leading it. And getting her first minutes in this one is Bella Gilliland for the Tigers, but has the ball stripped out by Lillian Wellborn. Charlisa Gibbs will find McDade down low, shot off the mark that time, and it'll fall right on out of bounds and will be the Tigers' ball. They inbound it into the hands of Destiny Williams, who will bring it across half court.
Yeah, and I believe McDade was just going for, you know, just a little jump shot and try and draw the foul right there.
And a high arcing 8-foot shot there from the Tigers off the mark. I believe it was Varner who shot that one. And Gibbs will give it into the hands of Wellborn. Wellborn back over to Gibbs, looking for McDade in that low post. McDade spins around, but they'll get her for the travel. Had the bucket go down, but they'll wave it off, saying there's a travel on the floor. A minute and 20 seconds left to play. Looks like the Indians will win in a decisive fashion. The margin of victory, though, still to be decided. Indians on top, 58-22.
And the Indians have been up this whole game, like you were saying, Mitch, and just in incredible fashion, amazing defense, and only allowing 22 points for the Chilton County Tigers.
Only time the Tigers led was when they made the first basket of the game. Indians fired back with a three and have had the lead ever since. And ball poked out of bounds by Zaria Peak there, 46 seconds and ticking as the Tigers get ready to inbound it, and it'll be Destiny Williams inbounding this one. And she'll pass it into the hands of Varner, guarded by Zaria Peak, standing just in front of the half-court logo. Ball goes through the hands of Denia Worthy and trickles out of bounds. Turnover on the Tigers. Indians will get the rock.
And the Indians still not letting up on defense, even though they have some bench players and still playing with some heart. And just shows how amazing and loving the game of basketball is, how much you can love it and hate it at the same time.
Well, Ikeira Bulleting gets fouled on that shot attempt there, and 4 seconds left in this one. She'll head to the charity stripe. They'll let her shoot these free throws, and the game will end after that. 1.3 seconds on the clock. That ball was actually inbounded by the Tigers, was last touched by an Indian there. Free throw off the mark, first one for Bulleting, but she'll get a second opportunity here with 1.3 seconds left on the clock. And that one also off the mark. Rebound goes to the Indians. But that's the final. 58-22. Lady Indians get it done and make it three in a row.